put a spell on you. Cause you're mine.
Nina Simone never really cared about labels. She once said, "It's always been my aim to stay outside any category." During her recording career that began in the 1950s, Simone was both commercial and controversial. She had top-selling singles and albums, performed in some of America's best venues, and composed poignant songs that reflected a nation in turmoil. Disappointed with the recording industry and the political landscape, she moved from the United States in 1973 and lived in the Caribbean and Africa before settling in Europe. Nina Simone was born Eunice Wayman in North Carolina. One of eight children, she studied classical piano and later enrolled in the Juilliard School of Music in New York. When she went to work as a singer in a nightclub, she changed her name to Nina Simone, an attempt to hide her identity from her mother, a Methodist priest. One of her standard numbers at the Midtown Bar in Atlantic City, New Jersey was "Love Me or Leave Me."
Say, love me, leave me, let me be lonely. You won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find
Nina Simone had her biggest hit on the Bethlehem label with "I Loves You, Porgy" from the Gershwin musical Porgy and Bess. When it reached the top 20 in 1959, she suddenly found herself playing to audiences at the Newport Jazz Festival and Carnegie Hall.
I love you, Porgy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me and drive me mad.
Nina Simone wasn't concerned with the international commercial success that followed. She continued along a diverse and prolific path, recording jazz standards and Israeli folk songs, as well as songs by Judy Collins, the Bee Gees, and George Harrison. Her own composition, To Be Young, Gifted, and Black, based on the Lorraine Hansberry play, was an inspiration to millions. One of Nina Simone's last concert appearances was at Carnegie Hall in 2001. Although her health was failing and her voice had lost its famed deep growl, she sang and played piano to an appreciative, sold-out crowd. Singer, songwriter, and pianist Nina Simone was 70 years old when she died in her sleep in France on April 21st. I'm Doug Levine.
My baby.